Testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me? What about now? Oh, great. Hi there. Different people have different views on bots. Some people think bots are all about AI. Others say it's all about natural language. And some will say it's all about messaging. I believe bots are just apps. You see, we may have AI, but we may just as well be very simple. We may use natural language, but maybe not. These things don't define what bots are. We are apps, that's it. You think so? Let me show you a chart. See, this is a Power BI chart showing how wrong you are. See there? You. But seriously, would you find me more interesting if all I could do was text? The real natural experiences are a mix of everything, including text, rich controls and voice. I can do it all. Certain things are extremely difficult to do in apps. For example, want to see a trick? Kiss my bot. Ha ha. See? I can reach you using different channels using both voice and text, and I can carry your settings and context data with me. For typical apps, these things are very hard to do. I can give you an idea. But can I play some music? This works best with music. Bots are evolving. Just text isn't enough anymore. Skype has a range of rich controls. We call them cards. Slack, Facebook, and others are following the same path. While a typical cross-platform app is very expensive to build and support, bots are simple. Just imagine apps that exist anywhere and can be used even if you can't see, via audio only. And at the same time, can be rich when a desktop is available. Want a rich user interface control? We can do that. So you want to know how the future looks like? I tell you. The future of bots looks more like apps. And the future of apps looks more like dots. Because the most natural user experience is all of it combined. Do you want to see my X-ray? There you go. I am so funny sometimes. But seriously, you should explain them yourself now. Perhaps start with this link. But here's my source code if you want to take a look at it.